now 9 o'clock out here on the rainy west coast, the west coast of Canada, in the Greater Vancouver Regional District. And it's time for the news. A little bit of Celeste in our background. Shout out Lena. Shout out Maddie from Extremely Okay. Maddie makes games. Celeste, great, great, great platformer. Go buy it. Go support local made games. It's funny when you select your language in Celeste. Normally there's a US flag or a UK flag for English, but it actually has a Canadian flag. So shout out representation. Very cool. Some things that are coming up at the Phantom Alley in New Westminster this Saturday, and pretty much every Saturday. They have Fighting Game and Video Game Night this week, Saturday, December 13th. You can get tickets at start.gg. Go check the event page on Facebook as well. 527 Front Street Muse in New Westminster, BC, 3 p.m. to 11:30 every Saturday. $5 entry fee, free snacks and soda, and 50% off food menus. They also have a pretty decent library of games. This Saturday as well is the 11th edition of Vancouver Noise Fest. Go check it out. That's going to be, again, December 13th this year, and that'll be at KW Studios, which is on Hastings Street in the Woodward's Atrium, where the spot where the old W2 was. It is a proper underground venue. Some excellent names are going to be performing there, so go check them out. $25 pre-sale tickets, $35 at the door. There will be art installation as well. Tickets are available at showpass.com. Go check out the Facebook link for that. Big news from Schnoodlebug, everybody, the composer of our theme song. Shout out to Schnoodlebug, and shout out to Roach, and hopefully we'll hear some more about Roach 2 soon. On January 1st, on New Year's Day, go check it out. Thursday, January 1st, doors at 8, this is going to be at Take Your Time, 648 Kingsway. We have the snare drum Superman himself, Ryosuke Kiyasu. So, that's going to be incredible. With local supporters Modale and Schnoodlebug. Tickets are $15. Advance $20 at the door. Pay what you can. Doors at 7. Show at 8 p.m. 648 Kingsway. Take your time. Go check out Schnoodlebug. He is amazing. Let's see if we've got some information. Hopefully Roach is going to be coming out. Roach 2. Just keep your eyes peeled for that. A little bit later in January, on the 23rd and 24th, Infidels Jazz, bringing some internet culture and video gaming culture to you. City Pop City, featuring Chen Baker at the Rickshaw. Infidels Jazz playing covers of City Pop classics. That's January 23rd at the Rickshaw here. A 10-piece band playing the music of Henri, Miki Matsubara, Taiko Onuki, and more. Doors at 7, $30 in advance, 19 plus. And then the next evening at the Rec Room Granville, Infidels Jazz will present Stereo Sonic, playing the music of Sonic the Hedgehog with an 8-person band. $20 in advance, doors at 7:30, show at 8 o'clock, the Rec Room Granville, 855 Granville in downtown Vancouver. And of course, please, if you haven't already, pencil in this event, the Interrupt Festival. Now, mind you, this is going to be in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. However, the illustrious Bryface, a.k.a. perhaps Bry, will be making an appearance, including some other folks who we've featured on this program before, such as Trash 80 out of Los Angeles, Azuria Sky, Mikey 303, Chibi Tech, Chipsil, Abraid, Citrix, Calavera, Neon System 95, Avril Kadabra, Hope.dmg, Catful of Ghosts, KateGeck.ay, and Snotdog. It's going to be an incredible weekend of celebration of the M8, the Dirty Wave tracker itself. Hardware chiptune tracker that took the chiptune world by storm. Love it. So good. Love, love, love it. Well, folks, I think it would be a good time for us to play a little bit of music from other games that have been made here in Vancouver. Maybe one that folks don't know is from Vancouver. Well, actually, it should be pretty obvious if you took a look at some of the screenshots and everything. It used to be called Backbone, but now it's called Tales Noir. It came out in 2021, courtesy of Eggnut, a local developer here in Vancouver, set in dystopian Vancouver, BC. Inspired by a random encounter with a raccoon. Tales Noir is such a cool game. The art style is fantastic, and it always makes me happy seeing Vancouver portrayed in games. And a lot of times Vancouver plays other places, and you'll see that a lot in television and movies, but it's nice when it plays itself for once. So good. We are spoiled here for excellent talent when it comes to composition and game development and art and community. We have a lot of wonderfully talented folks here in Vancouver, BC. Very, very cool. Special shout out again. Thank you so much to Thomas for coming on the program and chatting with us. And of course, big news. Please join Vancouver as we rejoin the streaming world. Twitch.tv/Vancouver. We will have our re-debut stream in just a few days. We might do some little test streams here and there. But if you want to kind of get ahead of the crowd, go to twitch.tv/Vancouver and follow us. Send us a comment on what games you want to hear. So a little bit of the Tales Noir soundtrack here for you on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, bringing you the greatest in chiptune and video game music, electronic music history, local Vancouver gaming, commentary, synthesized music from around the world. a little bit of the Tales Noir original soundtrack, Denshin featuring Aruj Aftab, an amazing game actually set in Vancouver. So good to see representation, local representation. That's what we love here on Bitcouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And of course, big, big news from the Bitcouver side of things. The archive is well underway to be out by the end of this year. Previous episodes, as much as we can recover from the sands of the servers, as well as Bitcouver returning to the live streaming scene. Twitch.tv/Bitcouver. Come play some games with us, help us grow the community. We want that to be a more regular thing. It's so nice to have this slot here on CJSF 90.1 FM every week from Tuesday 8 to 10 p.m. where you can listen to us on FM radio and streaming online. But maybe you want more. And so come join us. Twitch.tv/Bitcouver. Keep your eyes and your phones peeled to our social media for more information. You can, of course, follow us on X, aka Twitter, Bitcouver, Instagram at Bitcouver, Facebook, type in Bitcouver, you'll find it. SoundCloud is where we put old episodes of the program. Bitcouver.com has more information. You can send us emails, bitcouver@gmail.com. Just put Bitcouver into your favorite search engine and you'll figure it out. Big shout outs to the Tales Noir team, everybody at Eggnut, and I think we'll play a little bit more Vancouver soundtracks for you, courtesy of Pongball. Shout out Shannon, amazing, from the Kunai original game soundtrack by Pongball, aka Shannon Mason, from Vancouver. That's right, we're keeping it local tonight, netizens. We are keeping it local. This game came out about 5 years ago, and super cool stuff. Boss Battle Records. They released the soundtrack. You can pick it up for $5 on Bandcamp, shannonmason.bandcamp.com. That's where you can find Pongball's stuff. We'll play a selection of tracks here for you. Fallen City, Zen Mountains, Artificial Desert, and Shuriken Shrine. And thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in over the past several years to the program. Again, big shout out to Thomas for coming on the program and talking about the local Vancouver dev scene. It was an excellent conversation. And we'll be having more of those as we go on throughout the year. We hope you are having an excellent holiday time. You're staying dry if you're here in the Greater Vancouver Regional District. And if you find yourself in other climes, well, let us know. How's the weather?